Game two of the doubleheader of the Mets and the Braves. It marks the return of Steven Matz making his season debut coming off the DL after left elbow inflammation. And he was sharp. Bottom of the third inning, he faces Brandon Phillips in a scoreless game, two outs and a man on second.
And the pitch to Phillips is swung on and missed. Back foot slider. And took a little speed off as well, had him out in front. No runs, one hit. A good sacrifice, but Camargo is stranded at second base.
The 2-0 pitch, danger pitch. And he threw a curveball. It's hit hard to right field. Marquecas will watch this one get into the seats. A breaking ball down off on the front foot was Bruce, but he hit it about four rows deep. So scoring is Conforto Reyes on his heels. Bruce will cross. That's his 16th homer, 43rd RBI. The Mets strike first. It's 3-0. And a 1-2 pitch coming. Fastball hit high in the air towards center field. Moving over to his right is Granderson. If this comes down, it's an out. It does, and it is, and the Braves cannot cash in a run here. No runs, one hit, and two left.
And the payoff pitch is pulled on the ground to the right side. To his left, Walker has it, and the short throw to Duda will retire Ender Inciarte and the Braves. Terry Collins got to be giddy. Getting seven innings out of Matz in his return. And T.J. Rivera will now pinch it for Steven Matz. High fly deep to left field. That's trouble. Kemp going back all the way to the wall, looking up. It is out of here. Two-run home run to left field for T.J. Rivera. And it's 6-1 Mets.
The Mets sweep the doubleheader from the Braves after taking a 6-1 win in the first game. They win the second game 8-1. Wilmer Flores, 4-for-5, 2 runs scored. 3 of his 4 hits going for extra bases. Steven Matz wins in his return. 7 innings of 1-run ball. The Mets sweep a doubleheader for the first time since 2013 when they also did it in Atlanta. The Braves are swept by the Mets in a doubleheader on Saturday. Nightcap being 8-1 New York. Here's Braves manager Brian Snitker.
Yeah, no, I thought he was pretty good. I mean, he kind of burying his breaking ball, and fastball was okay. It was a good job till, you know, 3-run homer. So, we had a hard time just keeping it rolling. Mm-hmm. You know, we just wanted to keep it rolling and keep the game in check because, you know, the kid was really good. I mean, I saw in his rehab he had been up to over 90 pitches, and so he was, you know, ready to go, and he's a tough ride anyway. So, good inning going with it.
So Whistler did show you a little bit of something here.
No, it was good. Yeah, I liked what I saw there. You know, he's making some progress, I think, because early on he came out and it was okay. I mean, it was really good, and thought he was, you know, it was kind of some things that they'd been talking to him about doing, but it was overall, I thought, you know, pretty good.
Just a rough day altogether for the offense.
It's just couldn't get anything going offensively either game. And, so hopefully we just put that behind us and come back out and split the series more.
The series finale Sunday has Jaime Garcia pitching for the Braves against Seth Lugo making his season debut for New York.